The Everleigh Locomotive Workshops were opened in 1887 for the purpose of constructing and maintaining steam locomotives of the New South Wales Railways. This included in later years the 30-class tank engine and tender engine, the 38-class Pacifics, and up to the larger 57 and 58-class locomotives, and the assembly of the 60-class Garretts. After it was decided to dieselise the railways, the workshop's workload decreased until its closure in 1988. Since then, it has undergone a transformation into a technology park, office and retail area, all situated amongst the original blacksmithing machinery. The workshops is easily accessible from the south end of Redfern Station via the newly opened pedestrian walkway. Turn right at the ticket gates and follow the road. If you can't negotiate stairs, there is a lift at the right. The first building on the right is called the Bell Tower Building, and it was the office area. And interpretive signs explain what happened here. The engine shop is now a technology centre. But parts of the original equipment still remain, including the large overhead crane and even some wash basins. Outside this building is a 10-class steam crane. Behind the steam crane is the locomotive workshops, where most of the locomotive parts were made before assembly in the engine shop. Inside this building, a large area has been retained to teach people blacksmithing skills. Various artefacts are on display, as well as a unique use of railway hardware. Climbing the stairs past the gym, there is a small area with photos and more artefacts. And a good view of the area below. Further down, the shed has been converted to a supermarket where you can pick your fruit and vegetables amongst a spring press or go through the checkouts past a couple of lathes. Nothing like enjoying a meal and a drink beside the giant Davy press. Or admire the blacksmithing hardware. Outside, there are more dining areas to enjoy a coffee or play a game of table tennis. This peaceful area is a far cry from the industrial noise that would have been around for 100 years. Set in the pavement are plaques explaining what was here once. An ice cream and coffee shop keeps company with a large electric shear. This area is a fine example of what can be achieved with the reuse of historical buildings, and yet still retain an example of what they were once used for. Thanks for watching. Please like, subscribe, leave a comment, and click the links below for more videos.